This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Ooh, in my mouth. Well, I tell you, one place that has a good pumpkin pie is at Costco. Well, a little plug there for Costco. Why not? Boy, they've got a pumpkin pie. It's pretty good for the price. Really is. I know that my mom made some really good pumpkin pies and still does, and I always had to take one or two home, maybe three. And that's, yeah, she had to purposely make more pumpkin pies to bring home. Yes. Hey, welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans, right here. You're tuning in to Auto World, of course. Thank you. Appreciate you joining us every week and every hour. Yes, if you do not get an hour of Auto World, you can always go back in time and get it. And when I say that, there's today I want you to get a pen and paper and pencil out, because we've got information that you're going to want to write down. I got a recall coming your way. Another recall, yes, from a car manufacturer that you might own, this brand, Ford. This is not every recall is very serious. Every recall is very serious, so stay tuned for that. And I've got information with those recalls that you want to take and jot down some notes. So remind you, I know that I'm bad at this. My file cabinet up in my head is not that big anymore, so I have to write a lot of things down. So I go refer back to my notes. So we've got that coming. Over 500,000 right now at this point, Ford is recalling, so you might have one of these vehicles. We did last week, I believe we had one, yes, for an F-150. It is not the F-150 this week, folks. It's another model, so stay tuned for that. But, yeah, most of all, you are the star of the show. Always have been, always will be. And that means that I want to hear from you through your emails right now as you're listening. And for you folks that are, the email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you get in touch with me at all times throughout right now as we are live from Boise, Idaho, sitting in downtown. And that's from the Auto World Plaza. And, folks, I want to make sure that you understand that we're coast-to-coast, of course, and nationwide. And your emails, some of you are listening on some of our great Auto World affiliates on a delayed time period. And that means that when you call this number, 855-660-4261, well, that's a number for all of us, for each every one of you, throughout the hours of Auto World. If you call and you don't get an answer, that means you're on a delayed station. So just want to make sure you can know that you can get through to me at all times at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we will go into the email bag, as we always do, every hour of Auto World. Those are, we call them Stump the Chump here. The emails I have not, I did not read at all. I don't know who it is, why it is, what's your question, how come and why. So today here on Auto World, we've got the history of traveling coming your way. Yeah, you know, let's start off with that right now. Why not? What is the history of travel? I mean, today is one of the busiest days of travel throughout the holiday. And, well, who invented travel? Really? Did somebody really invent the word travel? Yes, they did. His name? Thomas Cook. He was born November 22nd, 1808, in Melbourne, Derbyshire, England. In 1808, November 22nd, in 1808, he died July 18th. 1892. He was an English, inventor. And he conducted a tour and he's a founder of the Thomas Cook and Son, a worldwide travel agency, back in 1808. Cook can be said to have invented modern tourism. Thomas Cook. So that's just a little bit of some history that we're going to have more history for you coming up not only this hour, but the third hour also. And traveling means a lot to us, and when it means traveling, going down, getting your family in a car and putting, you know, fuel in it, whatever kind of fuel your vehicle burns, electricity or gas or diesel or propane. Some of you have got propane. I've had some emails on that. I've actually had an opportunity back in the early 90s to install propane, the tank and all, onto vehicles. And it's a different type of fuel, as you know, a fuel that brings into your stove and your cabin or your house or wherever you might be a flame to cook your food. So it just takes a little bit and goes a long ways. I like to use it for barbecuing, you know, out there on the deck, barbecuing my favorite hot dog or hamburger or steak or whatever you might have. That's what it's all about. Today also, I've got for you, well, what's new for 2023 from Jeep?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new? Little Tom Jones. Well, Tom and everyone else, what's new from Jeep and Honda is coming your way here on the second hour. Oh, yes, pussycat. We got that trivia question out there. We got to get that answered. And that trivia question is for all of you. What car manufacturer says this as their logo? Let's go places. So they're using that as their logo. A little bit of going in and something a little bit about traveling there, huh? And, in fact, let's do this right now. The 30,000 views, everybody is Googling this, and 30,000 of you a month. Well, here's what it is. Here's what's happening. There's a new logo, Kia. That's right. Kia decided to, their logo is a circle with the word K-I-A, Kia. They decided to, you know, step it up a little bit, change the logo a little bit for today's times. And what did they do? They got rid of the circle. So as you see that picture that we have, you only see half of the logo on our Instagram account, which is Auto World Media, and also our Facebook page, Mark Evans, my name, my address, and go over and check it out at Auto World Radio Facebook page. You only see half of it, but yeah, Kia changed their logo up. Like many companies recently, you know, they're rebranding their look to move into the modern times that we are all living in. Part of the rebranding included a redesign of the famous oval logo in their current version, so they got rid of that logo. Unfortunately, all of us are saying, what kind of car is that? So what are we Googling? Well, according to the search engine research stats from Google, all of us Googling, there's an average at this point right now, 30,000 of us, that is people, every month is asking Google, what the heck is this KN car? Is it a KN car? What is a KN car? Their logo, as they, according to the data, searches for the KN car, they began to pick up, of course, after March. And that is because of the new logo look. Well, it's not KN, folks. It's Kia. And that's when Kia, when they changed it around the Kia Stinger. And the Kia Stinger is a new logo badge. It hit the market when Kia decided to build the Stinger. How many of you out there own the Stinger? It's been out. From my understanding, it's a pretty good little car. But there's no KN car on the market. It's Kia. K-I-A. Not K-N. But yes, the logo looks like a K and an N. Oops. We could call that an oops, huh, here on Auto World. No KN, so stop Googling. No more wasting your time Googling KN cars. It's Kia. But do Google a Kia Stinger. See if you might like that four-door sedan. How do you buy a car? How do you purchase a car? Do you do it from the creature features inside the car? The style of the car on the outside? The color of the car? Maybe even the, well, you used to purchase, believe it or not, the number one thing that all of us did to purchase a car, a new car, was the smell. That's right, the smell. Today, you cannot smell that new car or truck on the internet, can we? Smell-a-vision, smell-a-hear-vision, I smell a sound-a-vision. No! No one is, they're going, you are, folks are going to the internet. You don't smell anymore. So the number one thing is the price and style. That's how we're purchasing cars. When we return, do you have a relationship with your car? That's the question of the week. Do you have a relationship with your car? Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
One of the emails I get a lot of. Shaken. She was shaking, Mark. And what kind of brand of shocks do you recommend? Well, there's a lot of different brands of shocks. I'll answer that email question times of, oh, I think I get about 1,000 of those a year on just what brand of shocks are good. I'll help you all out with that. A lot of your technicians and mechanics out there will recommend a certain shock brand that they have in their inventory, or the parts store has, parts stores are giving them a kickback on. And when I'm saying a kickback, that means that if we buy a certain amount of sets of shocks, that company, it could be Gabriel or Monroe or whatever brand it is, they will throw in, we'll get a free stool or a free tool bag or something like that. I don't go that route, folks. I just want to let you know that. That's something that I want to put the best brand that lasts the longest for my customer on their vehicle. So it depends on the vehicle. Your Ranchos, I sell a lot of Ranchos for the four-wheel drive trucks. I do not put Ranchos on family cars or sedans. A lot of Gabriels, we put a lot of Gabriels on. We have a good times and no problems is what I'm talking about with Gabriels. That's the last thing a technician or a shop wants to do, is to redo a job again for free. And you, do you really want to drive back into the shop because your brand new shock is not working correctly and wearing out the front tires on your car? And by the way you can tell if a shock is bad on your cars, folks, is just look at your tires. It looks like somebody on the outside of your tread, on the outside of the tire itself, looks like somebody took a, imagine that rubber being a very soft pudding, and somebody grabbed a spoon and just took a dip out of the with a spoon out of the pudding, and then another dip and another dip and another dip, and you get all these little cups all the way around, and it's just, that's a shock that's bad. It's that the poor tire's bouncing like a basketball going down the road. Gabriel or Ranchos for the folks that's got the big four-wheel drive trucks or SUVs, Ranchos, and then for you folks that's got the smaller cars and the sedans, let's go Gabriel. And there's no kickback of any tool, you know, tool or a bar or a chair or anything like that. Okay. So, and if they do have that, ask them, hey, do you guys have that deal out there? You get a free chair or something if you sell so many shocks? And if they look at you and say, yeah, we do, ask them for the chair, would you? Maybe you might want to put that chair in your garage. Okay. It's time. Consumer Reports have 5 recommended new cars scoring the highest. What are they? That's right. Consumer Reports, 5 recommended new cars. In their tests of new cars, these are the models that scored among the highest of all of the other makes and models that Consumer Reports tests. Now, Consumer Reports, if you don't know about them, I know you've heard about Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports, talk about kickbacks. They're not getting any kickbacks. They're not getting paid by any means to test the products, whatever products they might have, right down to maybe even a coffee pot or computer. They test everything, and they test it, to be fair, they don't get paid to test. They test it to give you and I a report. And here's the report on the 5 recommended new cars. Let's start at the bottom. Number 5 is the Honda Ridgeline. Yep, Honda Ridgeline, Consumer Reports, is a modern pickup truck. Combined with unique car-like driving experience with clever, useful features in it. I call them creature features. Number 4 on the list is the Kia Telluride. The Telluride does everything well, an almost perfect road test score, and top ratings for predicted reliability and owner satisfaction. That was Motor Trend Vehicle of the Year, too. Here, I think it was last year. Number 3 on Consumers Report of the 5 recommended new cars is the Subaru Forester. Tops in with the white, hot small SUV category for its combination of practical design, high owner satisfaction. You folks really, really love them, and very impressive fuel economy. Now, these are all words from Consumer Reports. Number 2 on the list, Ford Mustang Mach-E. Oh, what is this? Well, you know, you've heard it, the EV market. It's emerging in the EV market, electric vehicle market, that is. Styling cues from the Mustang muscle car. It's a 5-passenger SUV that blends good being green and driving fun. I followed one the other day up when I was up in the Spokane area, and it was in front of me, and it pulled out of the highway, and I was in a ICE vehicle, internal combustion engine vehicle. I could not keep up. I've never had a chance to get into a Mach-E. I need to find out what kind of, that's got to be sitting you back in the seat, because he was gone. And now the number 1 of the 5 recommended new cars from Consumer Reports, number 1 is the Nissan Sentra. It's under $25,000. It's low cost with high value sedan. Feels more like a premium than its rivals, and acceleration is among the best in its class. And ride and handling, again, are accomplished with the best shocks there are to make that ride and handling feel good. Number one, the Nissan Sentra. So there you have the five recommended new cars. Again, you always want to have a pen and paper and pencil handy, don't you, to take notes. There it is right now. Now it is time. Let's go have some fun with George.
They come from, but I believe there's an automotive harassment squad that is notified when I leave the house.
All right, he's leaving now. Everyone in position.
And they're laying for me all along my route. Here's a guy making a U-turn in reverse. Here's a woman backing out of a bush. And each of them has a special talent. Each driver has one thing he does for you. First of all, there's the guy whose turn signal has been on since 1955. Then there's his opposite. That's the guy who doesn't put his turn signal on until he's finished the turn. He's going to tell you where he was. Then there's the guy behind you at night whose brights are on. He has his brights on in case you want to read. Well, I just happen to have a copy of Ivanhoe with me.
A little bit of George Carlin. That's a new segment we're going to be doing here like once a month. Auto World having fun with George Carlin. A little trivia out there. We've got that question. We need to get her answered. Trivia for all of you. Here's the question. What car manufacturer says this as their logo? Let's go places. 855-660-4261. Our email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, make sure you turn your turn signal on before you turn and turn it off. It won't go off, you say. Some of these turn signals go off automatically. Yeah, and yours is not? Well, this is the problem. There's a little white plastic tab in there that's broke. Let's get the turn signal switch replaced. Appreciate you joining me right here at Auto World. I'm in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Coming back, we're going in the email bag, and I have another trivia question. Just because.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. President Biden will attempt to pass some form of gun control before a new Congress is seated, possibly renewing his attempt to ban assault weapons. He'll need to do it before January the 3rd, which is when the Republicans take over the House of Representatives, where support for meaningful gun legislation is likely to get bogged down. Residents in two American towns spent much of their holiday mourning the latest victims of gun violence. Last weekend, an attacker opened fire in Club Q, an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, killing five people. On Tuesday, a Walmart store manager in Chesapeake, Virginia, gunned down six co-workers before turning the gun on himself. The shooter left a rambling note on his cell phone in which he railed against other employees who he felt had mocked and betrayed him. This is USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. You're listening right here to Auto World.
Got it. Eric gets us in Redding, California. He gets us because of that trivia question. Here on Auto World, that question is, what car manufacturer says this as their logo? Let's go places. Eric gets us in Redding, California. Let's do a shout out to our great Auto World affiliate there in Redding, and that would be KRAC, KRAC, AM 1370, Red Bluff, Redding, Shingleton, Cottonwood, California. It takes 2 hours. He says he's been listening to you on a delayed time on Saturday morning, and then I tune into GCNLive.com to get us on Sunday Live. Hey, there's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Eric. Hey, I appreciate you tuning in on delayed and also on live. Absolutely. They're on KRAC, AM 1370 in Redding, California. Eric says, the answer to that trivia question is, let's go places. Toyota. Eric, you're absolutely right. Congratulations. That's right. What car manufacturer says this as their logo? Let's go places. Eric is right. Toyota, let's go places. And they are, aren't they? Do you own a Toyota, Eric, in Redding, California? Let me know. Appreciate it. Send me back an email address, too. Eric, congratulations. Let's give him a hand. Good job. Good job. Let's go places. That was a trivia question. Answer, Redding, California. Send me back an email address, Eric. I got a little gift bag for you there, and we'll send you out. I'm going to throw in, it's that time of the year, that carbon is building up in your cylinders, of course, folks, and on top of the valves, on the valve stems, and on top of that, oh yeah, right there on, those pistons do not wear a baseball cap, they're wearing carbon. So Eric, you're going to get also, not only, some, products from Meguiar's, like Endurance for your side of your tires, making them look good. Mother's, I've got some Mother's Detail. It's a waterless detail spray. Eric, so you keep your car looking good. You just spray and mist on and wipe off. And Solution Finish, keep the black looking good. Right there in our gift bag and wash drops. No hose needed to wash your car. Wash drops. Eric, appreciate it. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's how you do it, folks, right there. Now,
what's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa. What is new?
Pussycat.
Thank you, Tom Jones. Hey, maybe Jeep might want to call their new Jeep Compass, the 2023, a pussycat, huh? No, they're not going to. But yeah, well, this is what's new, pussycat. The Jeep Compass for the 2023 year, knocking at our door right now. Time is flying, isn't it? The 2023 Jeep Compass breaks new ground, friends, neighbors, listeners, everyone, in performance, comfort, and, of course, premium styling, craftsmanship inside and out. The Jeep Compass, for the first time, they're offering a 2.0-liter direct-injection turbocharged, inline four-cylinder engine. It delivers premium on-road manners, of course, the most technology-advanced Jeep Compass ever, ever. Advanced safety and security features, including the available Highway Assist semi-autonomous driving system. Yeah, and you thought you might just get that on the, you know, the luxury cars like the Cadillac and the Lexus. No, the Jeep Compass. Highway Assist semi-autonomous driving system. Driving itself when you decide to push the button. It's got Park Assist. 360-degree surround view camera. The Jeep Compass, all new for 2023. They've got so much, folks. Now, this turbocharged inline four-cylinder engine, it's rated at 200 horsepower, 221 pound-feet of torque, and is made it up with a high-efficiency 8-speed automatic transmission behind a 4-cylinder, my friends. 8-speed transmission standard on all trims, that is. And, okay, so it gets right down to it. A lot of us are thinking, okay, outstanding fuel economy. Of course, the engine has the stop-start. The ESS technology has a very low emissions. 0 to 60. Very fast. A Jeep Compass. I'm going to let you internet that, .com it, to find out what the 0-60 miles are for speed. Why not? I got to keep you up and, you know, of course, hunting and finding, and that's what it's all about here on Auto World. I don't want to let everything, the putty cat, out of the bag, do I? No. The Jeep Active Drive on the Jeep Compass, the 2023 Jeep Compass. Active Drive 4x4 system is standard on all models. The Trailhawk, equipped with the Jeep Active Drive Low 4-wheel drive system with class-leading 20-to-1 crawl ratio. Now, a lot of that might not mean anything to you citygoers out there listening. We are coast-to-coast. We have a lot of you listening on our great Auto World affiliates in the big cities, and you don't really care about the crawl ratio. And the crawl ratio means that 20-to-1, you know, you're not climbing those buildings, are you? No, you're not. But that's a system that is not only good for in the mountains. That's what it's all about, going down a hill. No brakes needed. It crawls so slow that you can control the vehicle going down the mountain road. And, of course, going up, it goes very, very slow. Have you ever, and in traffic, think about that. When you're sitting on the 405, put it in crawl mode and relax. Sit back and just let it crawl, because that's all you're doing anyway, is crawling. Maybe that's why a Jeep Compass, the Jeep manufacturer, the brand Jeep, might have called it crawl because of that reason. Yep, automatic high beam headlamp control standard on latitude and above, and the new 17-inch wheels are standard on the Sport and the Latitude models. There's so much to mention about this new Jeep Compass that all I want you to do is go to Jeep and Google it, .com it, and find out about that new 2023 Jeep Compass. I just gave you a little touch and a taste. Now let's find out. We've got another putty cat that's given us some new stuff, too. Axelrod Alex, and this is a putty cat that, well, it's rugged. It's a family SUV. It's the all-new 2023 Honda Pilot. It's arriving in dealerships in December, which, knock, knock on the door, right around the corner it is. The all-new 2023 Honda Pilot, the largest and most powerful SUV in the Honda history. Folks, it will go on sale on December, December 12th is the date, December 12th, offering a class-leading combination of off-road capability and a nimble on-road dynamics, of course. It's the fourth-generation Pilot that's been offered now, and we're in the fourth-generation Ultimate Family SUV. It's rugged, new styling, got a different look. They've kind of calmed down the chisel look, I'm going to call it, and the box look. The Honda Pilot was, you know, kind of known for its box look. Now they've kind of, you know, kind of squashed it a little bit to make it look a little bit more smoother going through the air as you're driving it. The cargo space has got a little bit bigger. Pilots, the Honda Pilot's five well-equipped. They have five different equipped trim levels now. The Pilot Trail Sport is going to be available, the most rugged and off-road capability Honda SUV ever. A lot of you didn't think that the Pilot would go off-road, but now you're going off-road with it today for the 2023 model. It's a very special off-road feature engineered for your weekend adventures and getting you away. That's what get off and get into the beaten, a different path, a beaten path. Let's get some dust on that brand new Pilot. Now, the Pilot's Honda Pilot's manufacturer's suggested retail price, MSRP, excuse me, begins with the Pilot Sport. This will be the lowest price for the brand new Honda 2023 Honda Pilot. The Pilot Sport is going to start at $39,150, and that's, of course, excluding the $1,295 destination charge. Those are just two of the things that are new, pretty cat, right here on Auto World and coming to your dealers near you, the Jeep and the Honda Pilot. Jeep Compass, that is. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it is time to go into the email bank. See if we can stump the chump. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Thanks for being here.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chitty bang bang, what will you near far in a motor car? Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
Chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang. Oh, I love the sound of the backfires. Don't get too many backfires anymore on our cars, do we? No. Because of computer management, making sure the computer is managing all of those electronic sensors at the right time, telling them when to work. Now, your car, your truck, your auto world, whatever you get into, folks, every day to go to and from the grocery store, to work, to wherever you might be going, do you have a relationship with your car? Yeah. Well, can you describe your relationship with your car? And are you cheating on your car? Hopefully you're not. Well, most of us have relationships with our cars. Here's some stats on that. More than 70% of the respondents feel very attached or somewhat attached to their cars. The recent survey, 70% of us have a relationship with our car. 36% of us describing our vehicles as an old friend. And more than a quarter saying they feel sad when they think about parting ways with their car. So we do have a relationship with our automobile. Why wouldn't we? We get in our cars, our trucks, our vehicle. How many hours a day do you spend in your car or your truck? And if you're not in that car or truck, you're still seeing it parked outside, aren't you? In the driveway? Where we don't drive, and we drive on the parkway. Okay, it's time to go into the email bag. Let's do it! Dive in and see if I can find one while I'm crumpling all of them up. Yeah, I shouldn't be crumpling them up. Hey, Eddie the engine emailer, he is in the house! In the Greasy Garage Studio, that is. Thank you, Eddie. Now, I crumpled up too many, didn't I? He says, yes, you did. Okay, we'll get them straightened up, iron them out. Do we have an email iron in the studio here? We do? Okay, good. Iron them out. Okay, we got an email here from Chad. And before I'm kind of studying it here, because I want to make sure that I can read it on the air, and that's what it's all about. It's called Stump the Chump. The email bag is, yes, I'm the chump, of course. I do not get to read these emails. Eddie, the engine emailer here, he goes through the emails as I ask you folks to email me through the weekend right now, of course, as we are live, and you do. Thank you. You deliver, and then he goes through them and sends me down the path to help you, and I do. All through the week. This week is going to be I'll get in touch with all of you and have everybody fixed by the end of Monday, which That's what it's all about here. So keep the emails coming in. Please do. Overwhelm me with them. And this one I can read. Let's go for it. Mark, help. We have no heat in the rear of our Suburban. I loaded everyone and everything up and took off to Grandma and Grandpa's house this holiday week. About an hour into the trip, the kids started hollering, "We're cold!" So I turned up the heat. No luck, Mark. The front vents are hot, but the back vents are blowing cold air. Is there something I could possibly do to fix it, or do I have to take it to the dealer to get it repaired? I appreciate you, Chad, listening in Auburn, New York. Well, Chad, congratulations and thank you. Congratulations on, we're going to get you fixed first and foremost, and thank you for bringing all of us into Auburn, New York, one of our great Auto World affiliates there. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to WGVA. AM 1240 and FM 106.3 in Geneva, Seneca Falls, New York, Waterloo and Auburn, New York, right where Chad's sitting. Chad, thank you. Appreciate it. Suburban, two thumbs up. If I had more hands, I'd give you more thumbs up, Chad. Great vehicle. I raised my family with Suburbans from way back when. They work. They work, period. Sorry the kids are hollering at you on your... Sounds like you just barely got off to Grandma and Grandpa's house there and you're freezing the kids out. Okay, so... What is going on, Chad, with your rear heater? You have a front heater and a rear heater and those big bad boy bus Suburbans. Two things, Chad. First off, do you have the Suburban, you have electronically controlled buttons up front? We need to first think simple, always. If the front's working, which you did state in your email, it is the back heater, was it turned on? You have to ignite it from the front. And when I say ignite, you got to make sure that the rear heat is on and the electronic screen there. If that was on, okay, fine. Now I have no air, as you stated, coming out the vents in the back. And I'm pretty sure, Chad, that you as your parents, you and your wife do not want your kids hollering at you. So you went back, probably pulled the vehicle over. And as you stated here, it's cold air coming out of the vents. So there's one major thing here is that you said there's cold air coming out. That tells me that the fan is blowing air. The fan is good. So there's no fuses blown on the motor. It's blown air. That's the main key. Thank you, Chad, for letting me know that. The more information and communication we can get, folks, and this is for all of you, tell your technician, your mechanic, your shop, everything you can possibly tell them about the problem that's happening with your car. It's like Chad's doing with me right now in the email. Now, Chad, so you don't have a fuse blown. So the problem is the heat. That means the antifreeze is not going through the heater hoses to the back heater core. You have a back heater core that the coolant, the antifreeze, has to go through it in order, because that's where the fan's mounted. You have another heater core. You have one up front and you have one in the back. The coolant has to get back through that heater core, Chad, to give you hot coolant, hot antifreeze. So the fan can blow hot air. It's not getting back there, Chad. So what's going on is that you have a heater control valve that's not letting the coolant come through the heater core, the heater hoses to get to the rear heater core. That's how simple that is. Now, something you can't fix yourself, sorry, but what you want to do, Chad, to test what I'm saying here, to see if I'm right or wrong, to see if you did stump the chump. Well, what you need to do, I want you to start it up, get it up to operating temperatures, put the rear heat on again, please do. Get everything on. Make sure the fans are going full blast. The screen up front or the hand controls. If you just have the hand controls, make sure all the knobs are on to the rear heat. Let it run. Get the coolant hot up to 200 degrees for that Suburban. Go on the passenger side. Lay up underneath there. You'll see the stainless steel heater hoses. They're stainless steel. Just don't burn your fingers, but just lightly touch them. Lightly touch them and see if they're warm. And you should have one warmer than the other. One should be really hot going back, and then by the time it goes through the heater core, the fan's turned on, it'll come up, cool that off. The one line will be a little bit cooler than the other line. If you do not feel one line or either line warm at all, then the heater control valve is bad. Well, it's not letting the antifreeze go back in the lines to the back heater core. And you need to get to the dealer and say, I need a rear heater control unit for my rear heat unit. And, Chad, by the way, to save you money here, you do not need to go to the dealer on that, by the way. Independent shops can fix it. They'll do that same exact test I just did with their hand. If you don't want to get down there and get your back and your head and your hair and all that in the dirt, they can do the same. They'll do the same test, and they can fix it, too. And, yes, AutoZone and O'Reilly's and Pep Boys and Vance Auto Parts, all the aftermarket parts stores do sell that rear heater control valve. And that's a big thing. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it. Listening to us on WGVA, AM 1240 right there, and FM 106.3 in Geneva and Auburn, New York. Appreciate you being there for us and listening. Thank you every week. Chad, send me back an email address if you would, and we'll get you a little gift packet sent out. And since you're driving a Suburban, you get another little special gift, and it's going to be something that I surprise you. That's what it's all about. I can't tell you about it live, of course. No. So you're going to get a nice little special surprise. And, yes, that Suburban, you're going to get a bottle of STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner also, along with all the other detail products. Get that Suburban looking good. I know the kids have probably spilled something in the back seat. Stain remover? I've got some odor eliminator for you from Meguiar's. It's called Odor Eliminator. It smells good. Looks like... look at that. We're getting down to the last. The garage door is starting to come down here on the second hour. Look forward to seeing you on the third hour here on Auto World. And next coming up, don't forget about the contest. Submit your name. Who is it? We're going to tell you, remind you again on the third hour. And, oh yeah, who received the J.D. Power 2023 United States ALG Residual Value Award right here on Auto World. Thanks for joining us. Drive safe. Motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm back. I'm nationwide.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.